I apologize to Theo. He knows I love him, and he said that, and we laughed and we joked around about it, and I apologize for the way I talked about this, but I felt like I need to explain to other people too, to get just like what was going on in my mind out. And it certainly wasn't like covering for Israel, and it certainly wasn't like trying to paint him out like he's damaged or treat him like a child. I just want him to be okay. And when you're dealing with someone, or when you have like had experience dealing with someone where it winds up going very badly, and then you're just left with this feeling like, what could I have done? You know, I didn't do a good job of it, you know, especially like the Marcus King thing. Like, that's terrible what I did. I didn't mean to. I was just trying to. You don't think sometimes when you're in the middle of a podcast, you're just having a conversation. You don't think about the impact that it's going to have. That's one of the reasons why, you know, podcasts are so weird, because like you're in the middle of trying to be entertaining, but you're also just having a conversation. And I f***ed up. So because I felt so badly about it, I was like, there's got to be a way to address this where I just express myself. And so that's why. We've never done this before. No. We've never done this kind of a thing after a podcast. But Theo's very important to me. He's an awesome person, a great friend, and one of the most interesting and funny people I've ever met in my life. And I just felt terrible about it. And I told him I'd never bring it up publicly again. But I think it is important to let people know that aspect of it. So I'm going to call him and clear this with him, make sure he's cool with me saying this, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be. And that's it. So I'm a human, and I'm flawed like all of us, and I f*** up, and it's probably not the last time. It's definitely not. I'm going to f*** up again.